This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. If you frequent a coffee shop, you probably recognize some familiar faces, people you notice every day who stop in for their coffee and who chat with other patrons and the staff. You know, the regulars.
We wanted to know what these people were doing in these places. Why did they become regulars in that particular coffee shop? And what does it say about them and about the role of coffee shops in our lives?
The answer lies somewhere in the writings of urban sociologist Ray Oldenburg. In 1989, Oldenburg coined the concept of a third place, a place that's not work, it's not home, but a place to informally gather, socialize, and to spend time. The third place could be a barbershop, a tavern, a diner, or our focus today, a coffee shop. Lake Effect's Mayon Silver has the story.
Weekday mornings between 8 and 9:30 a.m., a rotating group of 5 to 9 people meets at the Colectivo on Prospect. The group started gathering in 1998 when the shop was the central roasting spot for what was then called Altera Coffee. Lorenzo and Trevor describe how the group started.
The reason I came here is because my dad was in a nursing home right down the street, so I would go see my dad in the morning, and then I would come here and have my cup of coffee.
I picked this Colectivo because at the time I happened to live across the road on Kenilworth, and so it was convenient for me. And I remember coming in here and sitting on by myself for a good year, I suppose, in a corner and rather shy. And then one of the group members said, well, why don't you come and join us? I said, no, I'm fine. He says, come over and join us. This was Bob Lorenzo. And I came over and I've been here ever since. And I think it is an organic sort of group.
The makeup of the group may shift and evolve, but their meeting spot inside this particular Colectivo stays the same.
You know, people come in here and they expect you to be sitting at this table, you know, in the front of the Colectivo, because these tables are basically reserved for us. And so, you know, we kind of look forward to that.
Leo Jeffries is a professor emeritus of communication at Cleveland State University. He has conducted studies on third places and quality of life. He is also familiar with Ray Oldenburg's seminal ideas about what makes a good third place and what makes it inviting for regulars.
First of all, it should be a neutral place where everybody's welcome and there's no host. And it's a leveler, so people from different backgrounds could attend. And then conversation's the main activity. You might be eating or drinking or doing something else, but conversation is the key. There's sort of a home away from home where you find regulars, people who sort of root there. And then the mood is sort of playful and wit is prized.
It's nearing 9 a.m., and other regulars start to trickle in. Phil, the lawyer, sits down, and Sandra walks in, and the fellows wave at her. She's one of those people that stops in for coffee on a regular basis. When asked if she talks to this group in the mornings, she laughingly says,
sometimes.
No, yes. I do.
There's a freedom and a flexibility here, and a lot of debate that goes on at the front table, by the door. In this election cycle, the group even debates whether or not they talk about politics.
We just drink coffee and talk about soccer or golf or not politics.
We talk about politics. He doesn't talk about politics because he's fed up with it. But Lorenzo and I, Wheat and Tom as well, we talk a lot about politics.
This sense of humor is in line with Oldenburg's principles on conversation in a third place, says Leo Jeffries.
I think there generally has to be a light tone. That doesn't mean that it can't turn quite serious. But if it turns too serious, you better have a very homogeneous group, people who agree, for example, on politics or any other topic like that.
If there's no uniformity of ideas in this group, one might notice a uniformity of age. Jeffries says that's in line with who becomes a regular in a third place.
People who are very much tied in the family often don't get out to go to third places, but older people and younger people and people who are alone, for example, need third places for community.
From across the coffee shop, Colectivo patron Greg Martins had been noticing the sense of community in the group.
There's like a whole double table full of gray hairs, and I was always a little bit jealous of those guys. Like, they seem to be having so much fun yelling and laughing, and I'm like, they take up the whole day, and they're, you know, I'm like, I always wanted to kind of be in that. So maybe we'll start our own.
But you don't need to be in a group to be a coffee shop regular. Rahman White, who goes by the nickname Rascal, wakes up at the crack of dawn most mornings, rides his bike to see the sunrise, then pedals to his nearby Stone Creek, usually the factory location on 5th Street. He started drinking coffee when he was a kid as a way to ease his asthma.
Ever since that point, I just drink coffee. Like right now, I'm drinking black coffee.
Today, Roskell decided to get his coffee at the Stone Creek on Barclay. But he talks about his usual spot at the factory Stone Creek by the train station.
It's something about the factory. They have like the bar around the baristas where they serve. So it's like people are picking up coffee and I'm sitting right at that spot. So it's like, if you make eye contact with me, the way I was raised, you have to say something to me positively, hopefully.
Roskell finds himself talking to both customers and baristas.
Baristas, we always interact. I think they all know me to a point because I interact with all of them. So if I interact with the one who's been there the longest at that particular store, the others are like, who's he? Who's this guy?
Because he's been going on such a regular basis, he has some keen observations on coffee shop culture.
Being that we are downtown, sometimes there's a lot of mixture of people. People who have it, people who don't, and I mean money. So sometimes when you're down like around the factory, a person's asking for a dollar. But then there's a person that's getting out of a Lamborghini, a Bugatti, a Maserati, and they're going to drink coffee. So that's one thing I've noticed with being in the coffee shops, especially like Stone Creek and downtown area. It collects a lot of different types of people.
Professor Jeffries says that this open environment fits with Oldenburg's ideas of third places, and specifically coffee shops, as levelers.
You know, there's no restrictions for on alcohol, for example, that you have to be of a certain age to drink. In fact, you can even sit down, and quite often they'll let you sit for a long time without booting you out. And it also fits with different ages.
Roskell comes back day after day, not just for the coffee, but also the environment he finds in a coffee shop.
There's not usually anything that's sad that happens in the coffee shop. Sometimes something tries to come in, but sometimes it doesn't make it in.
He also notes that love of coffee can unite people.
It's like a club that's fair to all people, or it kind of represents the demographic of the city to a point. But it's like everybody that's entering the door, they want coffee. They're coming there for coffee.
Jeffrey says that these types of places, third places, are essential for the health of the community.
And I think there's always a need for community, and third places are that. I mean, if there is no third place, people will try to create a third space. I mean, the streets, the street corners, to a certain extent, sort of provide that in communities where there's no other alternative, you know? You need a place to go. And not everybody has the most inviting home life or workplace, and so a third place is important for their quality of life.
Back at the Prospect Colectivo, the gray hairs are cherishing their place to congregate.
People around this table are my best friends in Milwaukee. And if I didn't have this group, I'd have to find other friends. So it's really as simple as that. You know, it's friendship, it's good times, people who enjoy the same things, I think, which is good food and good healthy living. And we enjoy each other's company and we talk about these things every day.
This is Mayan Silver for Lake Effect.
You can find more on third places, including some web-exclusive content, at wuwm.com.